Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, May 15th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Paper Excellence has announced the sale of the Domtar Kinloops Mill to Kruger. Also making headlines this past week, a liquidation firm has purchased the Luke Paper Mill, and a date for auctioning the former Luke Mill's assets has been set by Capital Recovery Group, the property's owner. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, May 13th. That's Friday the 13th at 43.84, down 133 points, or 3% from the May 6th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.9%. Again, it was down 1.9%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Clearwater Paper, gaining 5.3%, followed by Sappi, up 4.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was WestRock, closing down 13.5%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, up 190%, while the deepest decliner has been Nine Dragons, down 47%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is down 1.9%, while the PM40 is down 1.5%. And we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Appleton, Wisconsin. AppVion announces purchase of new equipment. Soon after, the company was sold to a new owner. Appian announced the purchase of new equipment. When Church Capital LP took over the Appleton-based company, formerly known as Appleton Papers, in December. Winchester is a private equity firm headquartered in Rosemont, Illinois, near Chicago. Meanwhile, Appian on Thursday announced a significant investment in new equipment. Quote, "This is the largest single investment made in our Appleton plant for many years and marks the start of a new and exciting journey for the Appian team," said CEO Lori Andretti in a news release. He continues, quote, "The investment provides many benefits for Appian and our customers, including elimination of double handling of roles to improve productivity as well as safety of our people," end of quote. When asked to explain more about the new equipment, an Appian spokesperson wrote, "We are not disclosing the investment of our curtain coating technology due to the competitive nature of the business we operate. While we do invest in our facility every year with normal capital investments, this is a significant deviation from that," end of quote. Dayline Luke, Maryland. Liquidation firm purchases Luke Paper Mill. A date for auctioning the former Luke Paper Mill's asset has been set by Capital Recovery Group, the property's owner. CRG recently purchased the property in an effort to generate income by liquidating the equipment and parts remaining on site. Last owned by the Verso Corporation, the mill was closed in June of 2019, impacting 675 workers. Verso officials cited a lack of demand for gloss paper, rising input costs, and an increase in imported product as the reason for the closure. CRG is a global private equity firm that creates liquidity for its clients by selling surplus assets, according to its website. A three-day auction has been scheduled for June 1st through 3rd, beginning at 10 a.m. local time each day, with registration and online access found at crgllc.com. The June 1st sale will feature forklifts and heavy mobile fleet. An enormous spare parts inventory will be sold on June the 2nd, and paper machinery and woodyard equipment will be sold on June 3rd. The mill was opened in 1888 by the Luke family as the Piedmont Pulp and Paper Company. The Lukes owned 9 paper mills and millions of acres of timberland globally at the company's peak in the 1960s. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline British Columbia, 8 Howe Sound Pulp and Paper Mill staff taken to the hospital. Howe Sound Pulp and Paper was evacuated for about 2 hours on the morning of May 12th. According to a statement of social media from Howe Sound Pulp and Paper, the evacuation at the mill was a precautionary measure after a release of condensates related to the boiler operations. 8 employees were taken to the hospital for observation after they were exposed to the gases, the company wrote. BC Emergency Health Service received several calls starting at 9:30 a.m. local time from the mill after an exposure to an unknown gas from a piece of equipment, a spokesperson said. One paramedic crew responded and transported 2 patients to the hospital in stable condition, then received a second call at 12:21 p.m. local time about another patient. A paramedic crew responded, transporting 2 more patients. A third call was received at 2:44 p.m., and 2 more patients were transported to the hospital. Quote, "The mill stopped the leak this morning and is putting a solution in place to avoid reoccurrence and is returning to normal operations. Howe Sound Pulp and Paper statement said just before 5 p.m. local time on May 12th. Sunshine Coast RCMP Captain Karen Whitby confirmed several staff members of the Howe Sound Pulp and Paper Mill had been taken to the hospital. The members were called to the Port Mellon facility on Thursday. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Seattle, Washington. Riverkeeper settles with Weyerhaeuser for $600,000 after alleged water quality violations. Weyerhaeuser will pay $600,000 after reaching a settlement with the Columbia Riverkeeper, despite denying allegations it had broken state water quality laws. Here comes a quote, quote, "While we acknowledge the stormwater exceedances stemming from one or more of the facilities at the site, we did not break the law and continue to deny any wrongdoing related to this issue," Weyerhaeuser Public Affairs Manager Mary Catherine McLeader said in a statement. She continues, quote, "We do, however, accept our shared responsibility in the community and the need to take positive, proactive measures to help protect and invest in the river," end of quote. Now, as part of the settlement filed in the U.S. District Court of Western Washington, which stems from a lawsuit Riverkeeper filed in March against a Weyerhaeuser in our company's Longview, Washington mill, the timber company will pay $600,000 to Seedling Justice for its Columbia River Restoration Fund. Each violation after the agreement goes into effect and will cost Weyerhaeuser $500,000. Weyerhaeuser was also ordered to pay about $119,000 to cover Riverkeeper's legal costs. Weyerhaeuser must also reroute one of its stormwater pipes by December 31st so it no longer flows into the Columbia River and instead goes to a waste treatment plant, according to court documents. The court also ordered the company to install aerators, one or more flow meters with monitoring probes, particulate streams, and biochar sock filters at its 260-acre facility. Weyerhaeuser has until May 19th to make the payments, according to court documents. The U.S. Department of Justice has 45 days to review the settlement. After that, a federal district court judge must approve the agreement before it can go into effect. Dateline, Calamus, New York. Fire crews respond to fire at West Rock facility. Fire crews responded early Friday morning, May 13th, that's Friday the 13th, to a fire at the West Rock facility in Calamus. The facility is located on Southern Drive near Milton Avenue, in case anyone's wondering. Law enforcement agencies on the scene had closed down Southern Drive while firefighters worked to put out the fire, according to a crew at the scene. Mm-hmm. Dateline Sartell, Minnesota, day set for Sartell Paper Mill Remembrance. 10 years after the catastrophic explosion and fire at the Verso Paper Mill in Sartell, it will soon be a day for public reminiscence. From 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 11th, there will be a Verso Paper Corporation Mill Remembrance at the Sartell Community Center. The event is a joint presentation by the Sartell Historic Society and the Sartell Senior Connection. Former paper mill employees and the general public are welcome to attend the free day of remembrance. It will take place right after the grand parade of the annual Sartell Summerfest that day. Activities will include a video presentation about the paper mill, a panel discussion with former mill employees, a model train display by Sartell resident Ron Ewentour, a sale of books written by local authors, and display of artifacts from the collections from the Sartell Historical Society and the Benton County Historical Society. Refreshments will be served. On a Sunday morning on May 28, 2012, a Memorial Day ceremony in Sartell's Veterans Park took place just across the river from the paper mill. Shortly after the ceremony, the people dispersed from the park. The sky began to cloud over when a loud explosion was heard throughout the city. Within minutes, sirens could be heard screaming as firefighting crews from throughout the area arrived at the paper mill site. An overheated air compressor had exploded, causing a rapidly spreading fire. In an effort to extinguish the flames, an employee, John Mouse of Albany, was killed when the compressor blew up. Four other employees were injured. That day, May 28th, was the most traumatic day in Sartell's history. The paper mill, which first opened in 1905, flourished for 107 years under various ownership names: Wahtob Pulp and Paper, St. Regis, Champion International, and Verso. The mill was the largest employer in the city, with almost 500 employees at its peak production years, producing 850 tons of high-quality coated paper every 24 hours. The mill was also a bedrock contributor to Sartell's tax base. The fire at the mill was a massive, very difficult fire to fight. It took mutual aid fire departments days to extinguish the flames in hot spots completely. Just as traumatic as the fire was, an announcement 2 months later on August 2nd, 2012, the Verso parent company in Memphis, Tennessee, announced that the mill would be permanently closed. That news set off a wave of disappointment and actual mourning among so many people. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Paper Excellence announces the sale of the Domtar Kenloops Mill to Kruger. Kruger announced that its affiliate, Kruger Specialty Papers Holding LP, entered into a definitive share purchase agreement pursuant to which its wholly owned subsidiaries will purchase all of the issued and outstanding shares of the in the capital of DPK Pulp ULC, a legal entity wholly owned by Domtar Incorporation, that will, at the time of the closing, own and operate the Kanloops Mill located in Kanloops, British Columbia. The Kanloops Mill produces high-quality northern bleached softwood kraft pulp and unbleached softwood kraft for customers in North America. Closing of the transaction is contemplated by the purchase agreement and is expected to occur in the second quarter of 2022 and is subject to customary conditions, including the approval of the Commissioner of Competition. The Paper Excellence Group, in context with its acquisition of Domtar Corporation in November of 2021, had agreed with the Commissioner to sell Domtar's pulp mill in Kanloops, British Columbia. Dateline Richmond, British Columbia. Paper Excellence announces labor shortages' impact on its business. Paper Excellence provided an update on skilled labor shortages in British Columbia that are impacted the company's ability to execute its planned shutdowns on time. The company has been dealing with delays due to shortages of skilled pressure vessel welders at its Crofton facility, which will impact the length of the shutdown, resulting in incremental lost pulp production due to the delays. The company is concerned that similar shutdowns will impact the upcoming shutdowns at Howe Sound and Skookumchuck. The company currently expects a loss of about 10,000 metric tons of NBSK pulp production in total across the three sites. Paper Excellence says it remains committed to its customers and can supply pulp products from its other unaffected mills during these delays. Dateline Hammond, Indiana. Hudamaki says it will invest $100 million to expand its facility in Hammond, Indiana. Finland-based Hudamaki North America says it will invest $100 million to expand its facility in Hammond. The packaging manufacturer says the 250,000-square-foot addition will result in about 100 new jobs when it's operational in 2023. The company says the project will allow the company to add capacity for their molded fiber products. The company makes packaging for consumer goods, retail, and food service markets. Hudamaki's Hammond plant manager, Rich Blastic, says the company hopes to make all of its products recyclable, compostable, or reusable by the year 2030. Dateline Duluth, Georgia. Iconics acquires Phoenix-based Liberty Greenleaf. Iconics, the world's leading provider of highly differentiated label solutions and low-cost paper receipts, announced the acquisition of Liberty Greenleaf. Founded over three decades ago, Liberty Greenleaf is one of the premier manufacturers of point-of-sale and industrial packaging solutions with operations in Phoenix, Arizona, and Morristown, Tennessee. Financial terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Iconics aims to serve the markets in which it operates exceptionally well through strong knowledge of local industry nuances, combined with the scale, product range, and consistency of supply enabled by its international reach. After the transaction, Iconics will maintain customers in all 50 states and internationally in Europe and Canada. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.